So now it's time for drones. I've been looking forward to this segment. From farming to package delivery, drones seem to be everywhere in the popular press. But one of the leaders in this movement is the company Precision Hawk. We're now going to be joined by Dr. Ernest Irin, who's president and co-founder of Precision Hawk. And they do drones for commercial applications, for mining and insurance and oil and gas and agriculture, those types of applications. And he's going to join us now to discuss how drones and the data they collect can be applied in a variety of fields.
We started out in viticulture. We were originally targeting pest control for vineyards, for wine grapes. And while we were going to be keeping the birds out of the grapes, because you know a flock of migratory birds can strip a vineyard bare, and we had a robotic hawk that could scare the birds away, we thought, well, we're up there anyway. Let's be collecting information that we can sell back to the farmer. And once we started getting good at collecting and processing that data, the demand from general agriculture exploded, and we've been racing to keep up.
You know, as I was reading your website and the background, you're really a solution looking for a problem, aren't you? I mean, everybody I know thinks drones are really cool, but, you know, you've got a lot of different interesting applications out there. And I remember what a friend of mine in venture capitalist said is that no small company ever goes out of business for trying to do too little. And so how do you think about that choice of what to take on? I mean, one big company can just take all your time and effort and end up with very little sales. How do you prioritize among the different opportunities that you're facing?
That is the absolute key marker here. I mean, you hit it right on the head. You know, engineered high-tech industries and aviation and aerospace in general, they tend to be very, very focused on the technology. But the absolute key piece is you have to solve somebody's problem. Because if you're not solving a problem, then you're not going to get somebody who's going to buy into it because there's no ROI for them. And the thing that drives that for us is a very close working relationship with our customers. Our very first pilot project with one of the big ag firms was several years ago. We started working with them very intensely, and they were able to give us incredible feedback on what was valuable to them, where their pain points were, and where they needed to help solve their problems. Because at the end of the day, you know, you put a bunch of engineers in a room, and you can create all kinds of wonderful solutions. But as you say, then your solution's looking for problems. You really have to turn that around, and you have to go to your customer and say, what is your problem, and how are we going to solve that? And a lot of the work that we do is actually talking to people and say, pretend we're not a drone at all. Just tell us what you need to help you make decisions better and faster. And that's really where the conversation starts, because it's at the end of the day, it's not about the drone. It's all about what information you can collect and how you can help people make decisions. The best customers that we have are the ones that are very, very open and are telling us when we've got something that's valuable to them and something that's not. And in particular on the analysis side, because that's where they touch our system, is on that end, you know, information fact that comes out the end of the pipe. That's where our customers really touch our technology. I mean, they touch it when they're flying it and collecting data that way. But from the point of view of the ROI, that touch point is on the end of the information pipe. And so the feedback that we get there, as well as the feedback from the field saying, you know, how easy is it to use? For a lot of our customers, you know, and insurance is a great example as well. For them, they've got a field team, and they need to know how many acres per team per week can cover. So there is the sort of operational tempo question and the ease of use question, but there's also the product utility question. And companies that engage us on both sides are the ones that I think are in the best position to really change the way they do business.